This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian forces of engaging in deliberate terror with mortar and artillery strikes on residential neighborhoods in the city of Kharkiv, while Ukrainian forces in the southern city of Mariupol defied a Russian deadline to surrender Sunday. Military analysts fear despite the courage and resolve the Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol have shown, the strategically important southern port city is likely to fall to the Russians sooner than later. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fall of Mariupol, which has been reduced to rubble in a seven-week siege, would give Moscow its biggest victory of the war. But a few thousand fighters, by Russia's estimate, are holding on to the giant four-square-mile Azovstal steel mill. Ukraine's prime minister has vowed, "We will fight absolutely to the end, to the win in this war," adding, "Ukraine is prepared to end the war through diplomacy, if possible." The head of Mariupol's patrol police says many civilians, including children, are also sheltering at the plant, hiding from the shelling and from the Russian soldiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in western Ukraine said missile strikes hit the city of Lviv Monday, killing at least seven people in the city that until now had escaped the worst of the violence of the Russian invasion that began nearly 2 months ago. Lviv regional mayor Maxim Kuzitsky said three missiles hit military infrastructure sites, while another hit a car tire repair shop. Elsewhere in the country Monday, efforts to evacuate civilians from conflict areas were halted for a second consecutive day. In a statement posted on social media, Deputy Prime Minister Arina Verichuk said, in violation of international humanitarian law, the Russian occupiers have not stopped blocking and shelling humanitarian routes. This is VOA News. Authorities in China's largest city, Shanghai, Monday said three people had died from COVID-19, the first official announcement of deaths from an outbreak which has plunged the megacity into a weeks-long lockdown, sparking widespread anger and rare protests. Officials said two of the dead were women aged 89 and 91, while the third was a 91-year-old man. Shanghai's Municipal Health Commission reported the Eastern Business Hub posted 22,248 new domestic COVID-19 cases Monday. Shanghai's 26 million residents have been ordered to remain in their homes since early April in response to the surge of new COVID-19 infections, driven largely by the highly contagious Omicron variant. The breakthrough of new COVID-19 cases in China is happening despite Beijing's official zero COVID strategy that aims to completely eliminate coronavirus outbreaks across the mainland. The lockdown has led to growing complaints online of a lack of fresh food, especially vegetables, with grocery stores closed and residents unable to obtain food deliveries through online apps. It was a violent weekend in the U.S. as three mass shootings left two people dead. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Two of the shootings took place in South Carolina, the other in Pittsburgh, where two 17-year-olds died and at least eight were wounded. That's after police say shots were fired during a party at a short-term rental property. In South Carolina, authorities are investigating a shooting at a nightclub early Sunday in Hampton County that wounded at least nine people. And on Saturday, nine people were shot and five people sustained other kinds of injuries while trying to flee the scene at a busy mall in Colombia. I'm Shelley Adler.
Mexico's Congress late Sunday rejected President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador's proposed constitutional reform of the energy sector. The President Lopez Obrador's ruling Morena Party and its allies fell nearly 60 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed in the 500-seat lower House of Congress, mustering just 275 votes after a raucous session that lasted more than 12 hours. The reforms aimed at limiting foreign-built renewable energy plants that use wind, solar, and gas-fired generation generate electricity in Mexico, and guaranteeing at least 54% of electricity would be bought from government-owned coal-burning generating plants, which cause more pollution. Lopez Obrador had argued the bill would have protected consumers and made the country more energy independent, saying the legislation was vital to his plans to transform Mexico. But critics say the reforms would hurt investors and their confidence in Mexico. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian forces of engaging in deliberate terror. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This